Hey guys, and welcome to my podcast. Thanks so much for tuning back in. I'm excited you guys are here. This is the first official episode of the Boozeless podcast. And I know that I said in my preview episode that I was going to talk about my story of sobriety on my first episode, but buzzkill, I'm not going to do that. I'm actually going to talk about people pleasing and the art of saying no. And this topic actually sparked off of my procrastination of this episode. Because honestly, the reason I have taken so long to get this episode out is because I have not been able to muster the energy to talk about my story of sobriety. And I say that with like so much love because I don't want to come across sounding negative. I know I run a sober, like boozeless page on Instagram, and that's where most people of my audience have like come from. But that story is now 3 years old, and there's so much reliving of past experiences that I'm so thankful and so blessed that I got to live because they've made me the woman that I am today. But there's so much reliving of just so much. And at this time, I really just want to respect and honor the fact that I don't want to talk about it. So I kind of had a little conversation with myself this morning as I was, you know, getting ready. And I was like, Kristen, it's okay to change your mind. Like you don't, if you're procrastinating because you don't want to talk about this specific subject, like it's okay to change your mind. Like it's okay to want to talk about something else. And if the reason that I'm not moving forward is because I'm afraid of people pleasing or disappointing somebody, then I'm not working towards my goal to be a recovering people pleaser because I am a former people pleaser. So I recognize this in the moment and I figured that would be a really good topic for this podcast because it's something that's fresh in my mind and it's something that I really believe is going to help somebody else out there. So I'm a recovering people pleaser. I basically attribute this to the fact that when I was younger, I hated confrontation and I hated getting in trouble. Like to this day, I am a rule follower. I don't text and drive, two hands on the steering wheel at 10 and 2. I go the speed limit. Like I just like to know that I'm doing the right thing because it alleviates the anxiety around like the probability of being confronted, right? If you're doing the right thing and you're pleasing people, how are you displeasing them? How are they going to confront you? Like I just don't like confrontation. So if I look back on my life, like in my late 20s, all I was doing was people pleasing and just doing all the things to keep people satiated. It didn't really matter what it was. Like I would just say yes to everything. Yeah, sure, I can do that. I can help you move. I'll go out even though I'm exhausted and I'm sick and I'm broke. Sure, I'll take on extra responsibilities at work. Sure, I'll pick up an extra shift. Sure, I'll cover your shift. Like as my best friend would say, I was doing all the things, just doing all the things. I felt this fulfillment, I guess, in like being that person that everybody came to. I started fitness coaching then. Like I was just, if my phone wasn't going off, I guess I didn't feel important. But it was insanity. Like it was level burnout. And so I look back on my 20s, like especially my late 20s, and I just see two defining qualities. Overextension and lack of focus. So this people pleasing and not being able to say no, basically I was just living like this life to avoid confrontation, to avoid being like, no, I'm sorry, I can't. Is that okay? Is that okay that I can't do that? Like always looking for approval. So I was just totally not focused on what I needed to do for myself and to be for myself, you know, but I guess that's part of the learning process of life. So through learning to become less anxious by saying no, like over the last year or so, I've actually learned that like most people are really compassionate and understanding. You know, you think that like, we're all different, but we're really all the same. Like, there are people that are always going to take things personally and always going to be disappointed. Sure, there's always that a-hole that's just going to take something to the next level, right? And accepting that truth has helped me immensely. Like, there's always just going to be some cranky person, right? But most people come from a good place. If you have to say no, you know, most people understand at some point in their life, they've had to say no. So accepting the fact that kind of like it's this universal thing that people have a difficult time doing has kind of also helped alleviate the unease of saying no. So as I've learned to politely decline social activities and things that overextend my energy and time, I'll be explicit with those things that overextend my energy and time. They would be things like gender reveals, just random miscellaneous birthday parties, holiday weekend, you know, little getaways, benders, random coffee dates, lunch dates with former acquaintances. Those things to me usually are a trigger for an overextension of time because they're usually on the weekends. That's my free time. And over the last year or so of learning to having to politely just say no, I've learned that it's really an art form. Okay, it involves timing, proper tone, proper language, knowing your audience. Who are you saying no to? Is it your mom or your grandma? Is it a boss at work? Is it a coworker? But the more you practice and the more you just learn to say no thanks when you don't want to do something, it gets easier over time. Every time that you do it just gets a little bit easier. And now it's just so common nature for me to honor what I need for myself and to just say no thanks, that I don't feel like I'm disappointing or pissing off somebody else. And it's a beautiful thing because I know in my heart that I'm coming from a place of self-preservation. I know what I can handle. I know when I'm being overextended. I know my schedule's full. I know what my obligations are. I know the signs of a burnout. And, you know, as much as I wish I could always be balanced and always be centered right in the middle, I'm not. Most people aren't. But I'm aware. I'm aware of my triggers. I'm aware of what I need to do when, you know, I feel like I don't have enough time for myself. And most people are busy. And again, most people have to say no. And they're also understanding. So the last thing I want to touch upon, if you're always saying yes, especially to things that you don't want to do, like going to Christmas Eve dinner at the aunt that's a bitch at the bitch's house, you're really just putting forward a false image of yourself. If you're not happy there and pretending that you are to just keep things civil, you're really spending your time wisely. Are you really cultivating good, healthy relationships? Or are you using your time to replace an emotion of fulfillment? And when I heard that back a while ago, I can't remember if I heard it on a podcast or read it in a book. When I heard that, I was like, okay, Chris, yeah, it's time to regroup here. You know, basically wasting time. You know, we can't save time. It's a currency, but we can't save it. We can only spend it. You know, if you're choosing to do things that don't make you happy or bring joy to your life, then, or quite frankly, things that make you resentful, then those are things you have to learn to detach from. Allocate your time differently. You have to get real with yourself. You know, your time should be spent doing things that make you happy. There's only so much of it. And I know I have moms listening, mom friends, and they're afraid of disappointing their children, you know, because they might not be able to take them to an extra dance class during the week or a sport because you need an afternoon that's unscheduled with nothing on your, you know, on your agenda. It's okay to say no. Is it easy? No. But is it okay? Yes. And you can't attach guilt to saying no, because then are you doing any good for yourself? You're going to say yes and feel overextended, but you're going to say no and feel guilty. You know, I'm not a mom. I'm a nanny. Sometimes I have to say no, too, just to preserve what energy I have left for the marathon of the day. So I get it. I get it. So that's today's episode. I hope that if you're a people pleaser or if you have a difficult time saying no, this helped you a little bit. I am unsure of what my next topic is going to be on my podcast. So if you have suggestions, if you'd like me to talk about something specific, please just shoot me a message over on Instagram, and I'll get some content put together. So thanks so much for your time and listening. Stay classy, Team Sober. Bye, guys.